just by doing the work, an honest day works to provide for our family, provide for ourselves, always thinking of him, always including him. I think that alone is how we worship God in our business.
Hello, I'm David Mills. Welcome to Still Processing, a part of the Founders Table. I'm wired to touch the world like Jesus as someone who is apostolic and evangelistic. That means I'm passionate about getting people on mission and helping them take new steps toward him. I love to live on the margin between the church and the marketplace. And I'm joined by Amy Alexander.
Hey there. I love seeing people inside and outside of church empowered to be on mission every single day. I'm gifted to display Jesus to the world as I teach what's true and shepherd people in their journey. These Still Processing episodes are designed to help you continue chewing on the ideas, truths, stories, and conversations you had during your weekly foundation session. In a world where answers are a Google search away, we recognize that time spent in community and time spent with Jesus brings about deeper, more meaningful revelation. So, let's dive in and process together.
Hey, we are so excited today. We are hanging out with Joel and Yassel, and they are entrepreneurs that are in the Founders Table Network, and they got some great things going.
Oh, well, thank you for having us.
Yeah. So as we get started, you know, we're going to talk about, like, all of us are still processing all these things that God's putting in our hearts and our minds, and it's like, it takes time. So that's the purpose of this podcast, is really just to talk about what we're hearing and learning. But as we get started, though, tell us about what you and Joel are doing, because you have a really cool business.
Oh, yeah, sure. So my husband and I, Joel, we opened up a food tent, aka a mobile food entertainment that specializes in Latin cuisines, and that is Mexican and Salvadorian food. We cook and cater different types of items like tacos and pupusas and quesadillas and aguas frescas. So anything that you would find in Mexico or El Salvador, we do tamales as well. We will try to attempt to make them and sell them here in the local Fredericksburg area. We started this business a year ago, back in April 2024. And it has been growing ever since. A lot of people locally here in Fredericksburg have been tasting our food in the events that we go to and do. And so we're so excited to see where our mobile food tent goes in 2025.
That's awesome. You know, and I've had an opportunity, as has Amy, to actually taste some of the food. And I will tell you, it is in fact mobile entertainment because it's entertaining to your taste buds. But it's also like I watched like the men. They all stand around like watch Joel cook, which is really a cool experience. And I think it's a great way to engage with people. So it's really glad to have you guys with us today. And so we talked this last week about this, like we started out by talking about this tension that we all kind of feel about how do we bring our faith into the marketplace? How do we live as Jesus followers and still be business owners? And so that's kind of our conversation from last week. We discovered that actually started when Adam and Eve made that awful choice to eat that forbidden fruit, and a bunch of stuff got broken, but that Jesus has restored that. So I'd be curious, like, what are you processing as we think about this? You told us earlier that you guys started your business on purpose to be something that God owned.
Yeah.
And so I'd love to hear, like, how is that evolving? How does God own what you're doing? How is he in the middle of it? What's that like?
Well, and two, I mean, the topic for this week was really around worship and work and that really weird secular sacred divide, like that weird idea that only some things are ministry or some things are sacred. So I'd love to hear about that too.
Okay. Yeah. So let's just do one question and I'll answer Dave's first. So our journey began back in February of 2024. And so we started to seek God because we had like a tug in our hearts to start reading the Bible more. And it's just, it came out of nowhere. And because we weren't, like, we knew about Jesus, but we didn't grow up being in the faith and walking in the faith. So that moment, that tug, like, changed us. And so it was more of like, what is this feeling that I'm feeling right now in my heart? and what does he want me to do? And so that's when we started church shopping and going to different places around the area until we like settled down in Crossroads. And then from there, at that time, around February 2024, Joel was working somewhere else. So he wasn't at home majority of the week. He was in Northern Virginia working alongside his parents. And so he was away from home. He was away from wife. He was away from kids, right? And so on his part, he had like a image of what he needed to do. And he says that this image was from God because he had to come back home. And coming back home was to start this business. So that we started, you know, Comal y Juego in April 2024. And so it was just like 2 months in from where we started our journey to opening a business. It was overwhelming because personally, we wanted to get to know God and like, okay, who is he? And what is this entitled? And then to bring a business into it, it was super overwhelming. But we knew from the beginning that we don't want to do it without him, that we have to do it with him so he can help us, like he can be our yoke. And he can like guide us in the direction that we need to go because we had the mindset that it's going to be his business and he knows what he's doing. And we will just have to open our ears and take direction.
Mm, that's so cool. I love that. So
yeah.
Joel, so what's this been like for you, man? Like you're on this dual journey of wanting to get to know the Lord better, being intentional about it, and also starting a business that you knew you wanted to have him in the middle of. So like how have those two things gone together for you or not? What's that been like?
It's been a journey. For sure. I believe if I heard earlier, so told you guys a little bit of how like I got a little bit of a vision about a year ago. And it's funny because, and I call it a journey too, because a journey is something that you want to do, but you know, sometimes it kind of scares you, like an adventurous journey, like you want to go do it. You think it'd be fun. You think it'd be good for you, but it's also kind of scary too, because there's a lot of unknowns. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of people make the joke, like, quit your job, right? And it's just like, that's technically what I did do, like, quit your job, you know what I mean? And do this, and it'll all turn out, you know? But it's taught me to really learn how, A, to build that relationship with God, but also B, to really lean on him, because he's always providing situations, even in the most, you know, dire may be the wrong word for it, but in those kinds of situations, we've always come out of them. You know what I mean? We always feel that in the moment, we're just like, man, it's so hard. How are we going to do this? But God always delivers us from it. But also, it's learning to understand that there's no need to worry. We'll be okay. It'll work. This is God's business. He's always with us. And we just got to put in the work. You know what I mean? So, and that was more in the beginning. Now, I would say, it's a little bit easier, not to say a lot easier, but a little bit easier because I've seen, again, like he's always provided for the business. Like Dave, I know we've had conversations in the past. Like we don't do a whole lot of marketing aside from social media. And all of these opportunities keep coming out of nowhere. Our calendar for like the next 3 months is pretty booked. And it's just like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, most people pay to have these kinds of opportunities. They pay for all this marketing to get this kind of reach. And the fact that it's coming so naturally is that it confirms in us that A, we're on the right path, but B, God always has us. It just reconfirms a truth that we always know, but it's nice to know that he's always reassuring, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think it's in part because the food is so stinking good. That's certainly part of it,
yeah.
But we have to give the Lord credit because it's about opening relationships and opportunities, and all these spots are competitive. There's tons of food trucks and other food people that want to be in the spots, and so it's so cool to hear that God is like showing up in this really practical way in your business. As you think about kind of this, like this tension between, is it just work or is it worship or is it both things? Like, how do we figure that out? We're busy cooking tacos on a grill and, you sell, you're up front, you're waiting on people, and they're waiting on Joel to hurry up and cook their tacos. Yeah. Right. So like, how
that's does so funny how, to say that?
It's true, right? And so, how do you guys, you know, how does God show up there, like in the moment, in the middle of it? You know, right. What's that for me, guys?
Yeah.
I can go.
Sorry, I was just trying to talk more because, you know, I haven't been talking.
But I do want to comment that it's a different dynamic when you're working with your spouse, because it's like Adam and Eve were working together, okay? It gets heated in that tent, and it's not the physically coming from the girl. It's like you have to communicate with your partner. You have to collaborate, right? You have to make sure that one doesn't trigger the other. And it's like, okay, how can I help you help them type of situation? But that's where we lean on to God and His word, because when we go to an event, our first thing we do after setup, before we cook any food, is pray. Pray for patience, pray for grace, and pray for like constant communication, and that God is there to help us manage like the times and the food and the clients, because He gives us so, like Joel puts it, He gives us what He knows we can do.
Yeah, He only gives us what we can handle.
Yeah. And so Joel's always there, like when he sees me flustered, right? Like client after client after client after client, he tells me like, okay, just take a breath. Like don't get so anxious. So that keeps me calm. And I'm like, okay, you're right. Okay, it's just reassuring me, just like how God reassures us in His word. He does that for me. And it's funny because it's like we're Adam and Eve, we're put in the garden to work. We are husband and wife put doing work together, making food. And so it's like, but it's, for me, it's like, okay, how do I become a follower for Joel? Because I grew up being a strong, intense leader that I'm still working on how to fall back to follow him. Right. And that will aid him to be the leader that he needs to be.
Well, and that's so interesting because so many of us are running businesses with our spouses and we're equal partners. Right. And so there's things that you have to follow Joel about and there's things Joel has to follow you about.
Right.
And that's kind of an amazing dance. But then that's the dance that just mimics the dance we're actually doing with God.
Yeah.
So it's such an interesting, it's super interesting. What's your response, Joel, to?
Yeah, I know. I would say I would agree, but to take it a step further too, like that's just God's perfect design. One man, one woman. My weaknesses are her strengths. Her weaknesses are my strengths. You know what I mean? When we're in it, like she just said, when we're in it, because again, I grew up working retail, all those kinds of jobs. So this is nothing new to me. I'm very used to it. I know how to handle it. But she's never done that. She's always had an office job, administrative kinds of things and whatnot. So in those moments, I always reassure her, but like it's on the back end where she really shines. Like the paperwork, keeping our budget in line, getting our permits on time, our timetables and everything. Like for me, like there are times when we're paying the taxes and all that stuff. And I'm just like, I like dumb it down for me. And it's like, I can't even do that, but she's there and picks up the slack where I'm weakened. And I really think that's just what it was meant to be. And furthermore, like what she was saying before, like, I think it's also reassuring too, that again, no matter how busy we are, crazy, like Dave, I think I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, like our October market, we were like a line where you were waiting 30 minutes just to make an order and another 30 to 40 minutes just to get your food. And it's amazing to see the opinion that God has of us, because it's like, wow, if we're in this as overwhelming as it is, He knows we can handle this. And we did. We got through it and we survived. And that's just because of the teamwork that we have and the situation we're working in. And I think that's just how we honor God, is to take the challenges He gives us, learn the lesson, and push forward. Because if He thinks we can do it, who are we to say we can't?
That's so good. So I heard a couple of things that you guys just said, which I think are really interesting. One of the you're saying that you know that God's showing up is you are experiencing peace when it's not necessarily an easy situation. And then the second thing you said is that he is deepening your relationship in the middle of this work, which I think, and some people would go, like a lot of businesses, they would go the other direction. Husband and wife would be at each other's throats, but instead, there's this maturation, right? Hey, well, we all have conflict, you know? But like there's this growing that's happening because the presence of God is in the business and you're trying to cooperate with him. But it sounds too like you guys expect him to show up. Like you expect him to be there, which I think is, that's a great way of thinking about this tension between work and worship, like work, but expect him to be there with you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Because that's the bigger picture. Like God's our CEO. He's the CEO. You know what I mean? It's not me. It's not Yisrael. He's the CEO. We're his employees. And I think with a spousal relation business, the issue becomes one or the other tries to be the boss and overtake the other one and so on and so forth. Even if that's not what you're trying to do, I think subtly sometimes that comes out. But when you realize that you're both on the same level and you both answer to the same God, it takes that out of the relationship and it doesn't create that toxic environment.
Hmm. And like that speaks really directly to this whole Genesis passage we were talking about. Because, you know, he didn't just create Adam, but he created Adam and Eve. And then the whole deal, it rolls out with both of them, right? They're both involved. And so the same thing's true now, I guess, that we, as God shows up in our work life, marketplace business, he's gonna cause our relationships to be healthy. And we're going to work through whatever kind of challenges we face, but because he's there. So that's really cool.
And I really agree with that because like since we started our journey like a year ago, I tell Joel all the time, it's amazing the work God has done in our lives personally, but also in our marriage, right? Better communication, better like giving grace to one another, just more of not feeling offended for a word or a tone or this or that. It's like God has showed us in very little ways that he is always there. He is hearing, he is watching. And so when we go out there to do his work, do it at an event, it's like, yes, we full on 100% stand firm that he's going to be there because he is watching. And that's a little thing that sometimes I'm guilty of is like if feeling guilty that we didn't do good enough for him. And so that's something that I'm trying to battle because I'm like, oh man, maybe we didn't season the chicken good. Maybe the people didn't like the pizzas. And so it's trying to, okay, how do you make sure that you're not putting yourself down because you're not feeling work like good enough that you did his work okay? You know, like did it, like God's quality is up here, but you don't feel like it's all the way up there. It's like, how do you balance that out?
Yeah. That's a beautiful heart of worship. I think one time I went to a conference specifically for worship and this vocal trainer got on stage and he trains all the great vocal worship leaders right now. Like if you name one, you can think of, he trained them. And he said, I have such a hard time because I have people come up to me all the time saying, I struggle with this or I'm terrible at singing and whatever. And he was like, listen, biblically speaking, when you sing, God hears the perfect voice of Jesus singing. Like we put on Jesus as a robe and we wear him, we wear his righteousness. So when we sing, God's hearing the voice of his perfect son. So when you sing, sing with authority because regardless of how it sounds to your human ear, God is precious to him. And it's the same thing with all of our acts of worship, like to come with that heart of excellence and joy and worship in what you're doing. To know that actually it's already perfected in Jesus, it's already righteous, it's already sweet for the Lord, right? It's already like a sweet smell of incense to the Lord. So I know I had never heard that before. That was like a totally another way of thinking about my worship, you know?
But you know, you could say the same thing when you worship, when you work with a heart of worship, then you should do it with authority and you should know that God sees your work. And he sees your heart, right? That's a great way to look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. And that's what I was telling Yisrael the other night, that sometimes we struggle with, like, the idea of like, okay, this is God's business. How are we using this business to further his kingdom, right? To honor him. How do we do that? And I told her the same thing, that basically what you were just saying now, David, that we're working with a heart of worship, right? Just by doing the work, just by doing the work, an honest day works to provide for our family, to, you know, to provide for ourselves, always thinking of him, always including him. I think that alone is how we worship God in our works, in our business. And we're caught up in this like big grand idea. What's this big grand thing we're going to do for God with this business? What are we really going to do? But really, it's just the day to day. You know what I mean? And maybe there will be a time where we can do this grand thing for him. But the other thing is, we're still young business. We need to grow. He wants us a little bit more fleshed out before we take on the next big, bigger thing.
That's great. That's such good wisdom. But this is super, I think, super encouraging, you guys, your insights, your heart. I think this is a great way for us to kind of talk about this whole process. So
being relatively new to the faith, but then also new to business owning, there's like a really big learning curve here. We're only 1 week in, right? Although technically we did a few extra weeks. Those listening will not have done it.
Okay.
This will be their first week. So what are you processing right now? Like what's God kind of, a term I love with this is breaking up the soil. What's he breaking up in you and bringing to the surface?
So for me, it's where does my focus lie? Okay. Because I still have a full-time job and I do business with Joel. But also, not only that, but for me, it's like I'm also a wife. I'm also a mother. And so it's like, how am I going to balance all these things? You know, dinner needs to be ready at a certain point. Kids need to be bathed. Dog needs to go out. Lord, where do I put my focus in? Because I feel like I'm juggling all these balls that soon I feel like one of them is going to fall, or all of them are going to fall to the ground. And so that's something that I'm really praying about is for me, for my full-time job, it's like busy season is coming. Like I can foresee it, but also not only for my full-time job, but for Comal y Juego, you know, farmers markets are in the summer. They're a big boom. People like breweries and any event is going to pop up for the summer because people want to go out. And it's like, how am I going to do all that and make sure the kids feel like they have attention and make sure the house is clean, make sure I have laundry tomorrow? And so what I've come to realize is that I'm just like giving it to the Lord. Like, hey, Lord, we have X, Y, and Z to do today. Please let me know in which order I should do it. And tell me how I can rearrange my schedule for these other things that I need to do. And I feel like that has helped me put focus in each individual like cup. So I'm not like so burdened or burnt out. But also that comes with leaning on your spouse, especially when, you know, you're doing a dual business together. It's like, hey, you know, that open communication, like, hey, Joel, I have to focus on this today. Do you think you can take on this task because I don't have the bandwidth to do it? And so that's working for us.
Yeah. And I would say for me, it's a little bit more of a personal thing to be able to, because I grew up in a very classic Hispanic household, you know what I mean? But yeah. We were raised, men were to be men and all that good old stuff. And what God has shown me in this season is just that what he's been trying to get out of me is that I am a good enough leader, but what it means to actually be a business just a leader in general is to listen, and it's okay to lean on others. A lot of times I always thought I had to put it all on myself, I had to take the entire weight of everything. You know what I mean? Because this is my leader, my family. But it's a home and it's a family and it's a business and it's everything that was given to me by God. And it was given to me because he knows that I can be the type of leader that listens, that helps grow his own family. And that was a big thing for me personally that I just struggle with a lot. I put on the face of, you know, I am the leader. I am in charge. I can't handle anything. Don't worry about it. But he's really humbled me down to be okay with admitting that I'm not, but it, like I am, but it's okay that because sometimes you're going to need help. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're going to need to lean on others. Sometimes others need more than your strength. They just need you to be an ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes leadership is actually more about stepping back and giving other people opportunities to, especially when you think about people you're discipling, whether it's your kids or whoever, it's like, it's not actually doing it for them or taking the load. It's like saying, yeah, you try. Just see what happens. You might fail. It might be cool.
Because leading is also serving.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And that's you know, so as good. We saw, yeah.
I relate pretty deeply with the feelings of the burdens of the whole family. I think that husbands and wives take on really interesting and unique different loads when it comes to what does this mean for my family? Like, how am I running a business, but then also having a job, but then also being dad or mom? And also, it's like all of these elements. And something that's so interesting about having a company that's family owned is that you have this really unique opportunity to invite your kids into that. So as you guys are learning what work and worship are together, inviting your kids and modeling that for them. We live in such a weird culture that tells us that we're supposed to stop everything and play with our kids for 4 hours every day. And if we haven't followed our kids around and appeased them, then we're bad parents. Well, actually, kids love getting in there and getting their hands dirty and having responsibility. And those are the things that matter and that we get to teach them when we have a business. Mm-hmm. That we teach them the entrepreneurial spirit and trusting in God in a really unique way. But it's a really hard balance. So that's what I'm processing too, I think, Yuselle, is just like, what is that? How do you even juggle where are the priorities? And how do I like build this family that's like an entrepreneurial family, not just entrepreneurial me or my husband, but like, how are we doing this as a family? And how will I raise up little people that understand from a really young age, like, this is how we do stuff. It's like, we just trust God and we do the work and like the daily work is worship and all of those things.
Exactly.
Any final thoughts, guys?
Just in a nutshell, the final thought would be just realizing, I think in today's modern times, we have a control issue. Most people do. And realizing that you're not in control. Mm-hmm. You need to give that ultimate control up to give it to God and humble yourself. Mm-hmm. And he will take care of it. Mm-hmm. He will take care of it no matter how dire the situation, no matter how bleak it looks. And I think that's something we constantly forget. You know what I mean? You mean believers and non-believers. You know what I mean? There are days where I just get a heavy reminder that, hey, this was never in your control. Chill out. You'll be all right. I'll take care of it.
That's really good. What about you?
And also not to stress, you know, like... Sometimes that's so hard. It's easier to say it than to do it. Like, don't stress, don't worry, don't doubt, because that just doubting, he doesn't like it. Do not grumble. He doesn't like it. And it's always about your mindset and your perspective and your heart set, right? I always come to an event just saying, God, you have us. We're going to get this done. And we're going to go home after this and just lay on the couch and do nothing. But it's just like perspective. Like, he has you stand firm. If you stand firm, he will be there for you. Always come with the expectation that he's there with you. And just have your ears open, your eyes open, because he does little things that sometimes you don't expect them to be there. And it's like when you see it, Joel and I are like, how did he do that? And it's just like a beautiful thing. Right. It's like we're all like awestruck. Like, he showed up. He came out and he showed up. And that's just like an amazing feeling to have. And sometimes it's like you want to share this amazing feeling with people, you know, like, hey, did you know about Jesus? Look what he's done in our lives. And you're like expressing your testimony and you're giving them these experiences that you've gone through with Jesus. And it's like, it's just such a beautiful thing. And that's where it comes with work and worship. Like, we've been, maybe we've sold like a few items and got $60 for like 8 hours. And it's like, well, that's upsetting. Well, God, you know, that's the day's work. And then the next day, it's like, we sold out everything in a couple of hours. How crazy is that? And so it's like, expect the unexpected. Expect God everywhere. He will be there with you. You just have to trust and stand firm.
Yeah. That's so good. The surprises are like really one of the best parts.
Yes.
Yeah.
The surprises.
You never know when it's going to hit you too.
Right.
Like a small quick story too is also like yesterday I was driving to the store. And it's a very small thing, but yesterday I was driving to the store. And I think I mentioned to you, Amy, like I was raised like loosely Christian as a child.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom, she always had this Spanish worship album. She played like on repeat for like 23 years or whatever it is. Like, and I remember that even as a kid, I wasn't really into it, but I remember I always liked this song. It was called La Casa de Dios. It's the house of God. And it's in my playlist currently, and I hadn't heard it in a long time. And it played, and it just hit me in that moment that God was always there. He was there. You know what I mean? I think back to that moment because I was like 8 or something at the time, you know, and so this is like 20 some odd years ago. And I was just like, he was there with me then, before I was walking in the faith, before I even really paid attention to God and his word and all that. Before anything, he was still there with me. And that was such a moment of comforting. Like I was just driving along the street and it hit me so hard. And I was just like, wow, like that's, and it's like, how do I not take him at his word for everything else? You know what I mean? Like,
when he came home to tell me that, I was like, did you cry? He was just like, just a little bit. But it's like those moments.
I love it.
It's just those beautiful moments like that you just want to share and spread the word. Like he's just there and it's amazing feeling. And just like you just got to believe. You just got to 100% dive in and he'll catch you. And it's just so beautiful. And so that's how we go into this business. We're like, well, God, we're going to go do the work. We're going to clock in our hours. Take the wheel.
Yeah, good day, praise him. But great day, praise him. Average day, praise him. All of it.
And we do that when prepping, praise him. We're prepping and we're praying for the food that we're going to give out to these people that it touches their heart.
No wonder it tastes so good.
That like, Jesus, bring them to you. If it's the food or what have you, please like nourish them with your body, with your soul, with your bread of life. And then before the event, we pray. After the event, we pray. Before we go to sleep, we pray. It's like praying without ceasing, and that's what we're doing. And it's like we're so young to the faith because we're walking to faith, but like praying like has given us a different mindset and perspective of everything. We have gratitude. We pray for gratitude. Thank you for each and every opportunity. Thank you, even though we sold $60 worth of stuff, but thank you for giving us customers that now know us and follow us on Instagram, even if it's just 3, you know, like every little thing, we're just like giving glory to God. And that's where we see work and worship, you know, and that's really beautiful awesome. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It totally changes the work.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Oh, you guys, that was so good. You were doing some preaching. I was in for it. That's also a really good segue for next week. We're going to be talking about ownership. God is owner. So for those listening, we just encourage you, like, keep processing. Ask the hard questions. Let the soil get dug up inside you and let the Lord do some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for 100%. Having us.
Y'all, thank you for joining. We really appreciate you. Thanks for your transparency. And we'll see you next week.
All right, then.
Sounds good.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.